My name is Julio DeFonso. I come from Puerto Rico, and my place of origin is Tua Baja, where the eye of the hurricane went through. Before the hurricane, we used to go over to our neighbors, help them out. We had a lot of handicapped people in our section. Well, we would get together, we would play dominoes, we would cook. We were a big family there. After the hurricane, life was different. Life was very different. I watched as all my neighbors' houses were destroyed. I had them recorded. I didn't record my house getting destroyed because I was taking care of my neighbors' houses. But when we looked to our property, we didn't have no property. We didn't have no house. Everything had flied away. Our roof was three blocks down on top of another family's house, and it wasn't easy. We live in a mountain. The food and everything was coming to the bottom side of the hill. It wasn't going up to the hills. So what we started doing was, I used to wake up at 2 in the morning, go make a line of 6 hours just to get 2 bags of ice, one for me and one for me to give my neighbors, which were elderly people that couldn't go out. They don't drive or anything. I found an officer, which I stopped them, and I told them, look, we have handicapped people up here on this hill that cannot go down the hill to get a box of water or get any food or anything like that. First, they didn't do anything about it. But then he came up with a truck, with military personnel, and we started giving these elderly people food so they could survive. Our street divides into 4 more streets, but those streets go further into the woods. They didn't have in their schedule to go visit these families. When they got up there and I started showing them this way, that way, and they like, oh my God, that's over 100 people here. And we haven't even fed these people for 2 weeks already. They said that only 64 people died on that hurricane. That is the biggest lie they have ever said. 3 days after that hurricane, my brother was working as a security guard. He got killed. We still don't know how did he get killed, because we had to come over here so I could get some help from my mom, because I could sleep anywhere, but my mother cannot sleep anywhere. I came down here to Tampa. I had to go rent a house quick. I seen this house. I asked the owner if he could rent it to me. Yeah, he said, yeah. I got the income and everything. $1,300, $200 of light, $150 of water. It comes up almost to $2,000. It's not easy for us coming from a hurricane to invert that kind of money. I didn't have no peace of mind because I would have always been thinking about next month, how I'm going to pay next month, how I'm going to pay the light, how I'm going to pay the water, get food here. Thanks God that they gave us food stamps. But still, you got to try and survive any which way. I did it for 7 months, but I couldn't no more. I didn't even think that I would have a place to live until I came here to Catholic Charities. They took me in. When I reached out to Catholic Charities, I was real down. I was crying. I didn't know what to do with myself because I felt that, like, I was failing my mother. The help was they put us in a hotel. I was very appreciated because I didn't have where to bring my mom to. I had a place to live for a whole month. They gave me that feeling of secureness. You know, everything's going to work out. Everybody helped me from this place. Now I got a duplex. I got a 2-bedroom. I got 1 bedroom for my mother, 1 bedroom for me. I got a back patio and a front patio. I fell in my house. Now I could see it in my mom's physical stage and in my physical stage. Before, I never had a smile in my face. I always had something to wonder about. Everything was next month. What I'm going to do next month? How I'm going to help my mom next month? And right now, everything is coming into place. I was one of the blessed that I could leave and take care of my mom over here. I wanted to bring them on, but I couldn't. I couldn't. I'm only one person. The reality in Puerto Rico is that we still have houses that do not have a ceiling, that are not livable, there's still no light, that there's still no water, there's still no communication. Everything in the news is saying Puerto Rico is fine. No, it's not. Puerto Rico is not fine. Yes, they are fixing it. Of course they're fixing Puerto Rico. They're fixing San Juan, tourism. They're fixing Mayagüez, tourism. They're fixing Ponce, tourism. But what about Toa Baja? What about Manatí? What about Vega Baja? What about these other little towns that do not have the tourism in there? But hey, there's people living there. You understand? It probably won't bring up the economic in Puerto Rico, but you still have family that lives there. You know, y'all got to be paying attention to those people, the ones that don't have anything.